On Quicksland this morning, we're going to learn more about a startup natural food company that is building its headquarters in Moberly. The name is Moberly Natural Crush, LLC, and they have purchased a 7-acre lot and assets in the northwest corner of Moberly's Industrial Park. Joining me on Quicksland this morning is one of the company founders and CEO, Pat Connors. Pat, thanks for coming on and telling us a bit more about your company this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right. The floor is yours. What is Moberly Natural Crush, LLC?
Well, we are a natural food company, as you said. We happen to be in the business of processing non-GMO and organic soybeans. We're not in operation yet. We have the infrastructure purchased up there in Northwest Moberly, but we are in the midst of an equity drive to raise funds for the equipment and everything else necessary to get the business in operation. We have applied and received a producer tax credit through the state of Missouri, so we want to be a farmer-owned and managed business is producing non-GMO and organic soybean meal and soybean oil.
Investor meetings start tonight. The first one will be held in the Steffes Conference Room at Moberly Area Community College at 6:30. Also this week at the Audrain County Historical Society, Mexico. And that'll be tomorrow night, and then Thursday night at the Howard County University of Missouri Extension Office in Fayette at 6:30. Pat, what will be happening at these informational investor meetings?
So we'll be putting on our, about a 50, 60-minute presentation about why we exist, talk about the whole natural food movement that's going on in cities across the country, and provide a lot of data and business plan regarding our operation. I think it's significant to note that the University of Missouri Extension offices have been very helpful to our cause, because in addition to what we're doing, the University of Missouri and the Missouri Soybean Council have been working together on a new non-GMO soybean. That non-GMO soybean is going to have the high oleic trait attached to it, which means that the soybean oil that it produces is going to be a lot more better for your cholesterol levels than traditional soybean oil. And they are rolling that out. Right now it is being produced for seed, but they hope to be rolling that out in the year 2021-2022. And so having a marketplace for a specialty soybean product like that is very important to their mission. And so we've had a lot of great collaboration with the university and with the Missouri Soybean Association as a result.
We will open up our phone lines. If you have a question for Pat, you're welcome to give us a call here, 263-2424 or 800-892-2300. Obviously, this is a fast-growing segment in our food industry, Pat, but as far as locally, how did this all get started?
Well, we had a facility in Northwest Moberly that I helped I was working on four years ago. I was brought up to Moberly by the banks that had debt in a integrated biodiesel plant there. And I was the business guy that came up there to work it out and see what we could do with these assets. We sold the biodiesel assets to Lakeview Biodiesel, which is a renewable energy company, and they are operating it as a biodiesel facility. We split off from that facility the soybean processing infrastructure, and Jim Beckley, who is my partner on this project and a longtime resident of Clarence, and a lifelong farmer and cattle rancher. His whole mission originally was all about the soybean marketplace and how can we do something for the community of farmers with respect to processing soybeans. And so we split that off. We talked to a lot of non-GMO farmers in the area, and they said this would be a fabulous thing if you guys could make this a non-GMO soybean processing facility. And so that's kind of how we got the ball rolling.
So let me get my arms around it. When you're up and operational with the natural food section, are there actually going to be two sections, the actual soybean crush, or will it all transition to the natural food side of things?
So we will be processing two soybeans,
okay,
non-GMO soybeans and organic soybeans. We will be producing non-GMO soybean meal and organic soybean meal, non-GMO soybean oil and organic soybean oil.
What is the time frame for getting natural crush up and operational?
We are going to be hitting it hard this summer with the equity drive, and we hope to have funds raised by harvest into the fall, and if we can get that done, we should be up and running by spring of 2020.
What will it take to get it up and running?
We are trying to raise $5 million, which will allow us to process 96 tons per day. In dollars, that would mean that we would be in the neighborhood of a $20 to $23 million revenue company, employing 15 to 20 local employees.
Pat Connors, my guest, the CEO and one of the company founders of this new startup natural food company called Moberly Natural Crush LLC. And Pat, maybe just a bit about you for folks who don't know you in the community. Where do you come from? And just a bit about yourself.
Well, I come from a traditional corporate business background. I originally out of undergrad was a journalist. I have a journalism degree and did that for about 4 or 5 years. Then my wife asked me to get a more respectable occupation. So I say that in jest, Brad, but I went back and got my MBA. Actually, got my MBA at Washington University. Worked for some big international companies out of Iowa, Hahn Industries, and out of Virginia, AMF Bowling and Games. These are international companies with thousands of employees. Eventually, I made my way back to St. Louis. My wife's originally from Missouri, so that was her aspiration. I was the president of a smaller company in North St. Louis that had about 100 employees. It was a distressed company, and we did a good job turning it around, and after 5 or so years, we sold the assets of that company. The banks were very happy with that because, like I said, it was distressed, and they asked me to help them with other distressed companies. And so I did that again and again, and that's how I ended up being asked to come out to Moberly to help them with the biodiesel facility located there in Northwest Moberly, which ultimately we ended up successfully selling to Lakeview, and today it is operational and doing a good job.
So eventually we're going to have two separate companies then at this facility?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's exciting because we were never able to find a way to justify getting the processing facility up and running. I think your listeners and farmers in general are very much aware that the industry of biodiesel has been a rocky roller coaster. But the net here will be that we will have two positive companies operating in Moberly, and ultimately that's a great thing for the community.
Pat, we got a phone line lit up. Let's see if it's for us. Hi, you're on the air with Pat Connors with Moberly Natural Crush. Do you have a question?
Well, I just want to know when Trading Post is on.
Well, we missed it. It's 8:07, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Pat, we like to inform our listeners about our talk show. So Trading Post is early in the 8 o'clock hour. Who grows the soybeans? Are the soybeans grown by your investors?
Not necessarily. And one of the things I'd like to make clear is that we're not pushing or advocating that farmers need to convert from conventional to non-GMO. We are certainly not taking a stand that says non-GMO and organic is better than conventional. That would be death, obviously. The 95% of all soybeans grown in the area are conventional, and that's fabulous. But there are a growing number of non-GMO farmers in north central Missouri that are moving soybeans, and they're getting paid a premium for them. This past year, they were getting in the neighborhood of $1.35 to $1.50 a bushel premium for non-GMO soybeans. And so that's significant. Now, here's what's really fabulous for us is that because the university and the Missouri Soybean Council have been developing this non-GMO soybean with the high oleic trait, high oleic soybean oil commands a premium price as well. And so that will provide us with more profitability to share with the farmers. And we anticipate that these north central Missouri farmers that will grow this special soybean will be commanding a premium of $2 plus for their soybeans. And that raises a lot of eyebrows and gets a lot more people interested in growing non-GMO soybeans.
Do you have enough non-GMO soybean now in the market that you can start up a plant now, or what's your time frame for getting enough to where you could start up your processing?
We absolutely do have enough. The farmers that we originally talked to, they actually are in a cooperative out of Clarence, Missouri, called Premium Ag Products. And just them alone, they could supply enough non-GMO soybeans for our plant. But what we've discovered as we've spent over a year in this process is that there are plenty of other non-GMO growers in the area that would be happy to have a local marketplace. So that will not be, supply will not be an issue.
Pat Connor's with me for a few more minutes here. We're learning more about Moberly Natural Crush, a natural food producer. Investor meetings start tonight. The first one will be held at MACC in the Steffes Conference Room. That'll start at 6:30. Also tomorrow night at the Audrain County Historical Society, Mexico, 6:30. And Thursday night, Howard County University Extension Office in Fayette at 6:30. Give us some idea. I know we hear this term natural foods. So what foods would non-GMO soybean, once you're done with your process, then what types of food would this go into?
So in order for livestock to be classified as non-GMO or organic, the livestock has to have a diet of non-GMO or organic food its entire life. So what we're seeing in the cities is this rise of non-GMO poultry. You go to Whole Foods in St. Louis or Kansas City, and all of the poultry products there are either non-GMO or organic. And we're beginning to see that shift happen with pork products as well. So it's all about the meat that we consume. Within the food industry, the natural food segment is the fastest growing. So if you're an executive working for Safeway or Albertsons or any of these big supermarkets, you're trying to figure out ways to grow your business, ways to increase shareholder value. And what they're turning to is natural foods, because that's what the millennial consumer is attracted to. And it's obviously relatively easier to do that with your staple product. to do that with livestock, because you're talking about, you know, huge supply chains that have always been conventional. But we're seeing it turn. We're seeing it turn with poultry, and now we're beginning to see it turn with pork, so that when you come to Whole Foods in St. Louis, you can actually go to the deli, and all of the chicken is non-GMO for sure, and they're starting to advertise local pork farms here in Missouri that are non-GMO. And so that's where we step in to the natural food arena.
You mentioned almost a partnership with the University of Missouri in developing the high oleic trait. What about the group, the Missouri Soybean Council? Do you have the stamp of approval from that group? Are they in with you?
Yes, absolutely. They've been very helpful. They've actually provided us with some startup grants to fund our legal fees and make sure that we're kosher there. So we have all of our legal work has been funded by the Missouri Soybean Association, and they've also helped us with some other engineering studies that have been conducted. So they actually commissioned some of this engineering work independent of our efforts, which was very helpful. They recognized, as they've been working on this project for years, and they recognized that it was critical not just to launch a non-GMO soybean with the high oleic trait and not have a marketplace for it. You can't have farmers growing this special soybean and have them deliver it to ADM and expect a premium, because ADM doesn't have a process for that special soybean. ADM is moving tonnage with respect to conventional. They don't have a little side operation for the specialty soybean. So the Soybean Association commissioned a feasibility study and wanted to find out what would it take to have a special soybean processor in Missouri. Meanwhile, Pat Connors and Jim Beckley were pursuing exactly that mission with Moberly Natural Crush. And so when we realized we were both on the same pathway, it was, you know, serendipity, so to speak. It was especially great for us because we didn't understand, you know, a year and a half ago what the high oleic oil meant to the profitability of this operation. But, you know, high oleic oil gets a 35% premium relative to traditional soybean oil. We're talking about a soybean oil that, because it is good for your good cholesterol and it minimizes your bad cholesterol, it is competitive with olive oil, sunflower oil, safflower oils, the healthy natural oils you see on all these cooking shows. Now soybean oil has that comparative product, and it comes at a price that will make it more mainstream. And so there's just tremendous promise with what we have going on there.
Pat, we need to wrap up our conversation. We'll give you the final word. What haven't we covered, or what would you like to repeat as far as our listeners and the meetings that are coming up this week and next?
Well, I thank you for the time, and I would just encourage all farmers, you don't have to be attached to non-GMO or the organic movement to get behind this cause. This cause ultimately is going to be good for the community. It's going to be good for all farmers, because we're going to have an additional marketplace in the community, and it will allow us to prosper together.
That is Pat Connors, and again, the first investor meeting will be held tonight, and informational, we should add, informational and investor meeting tonight at the Steffes Conference Room, Moberly Area Community College Campus, 6:30. Tomorrow night, Audrain County Historical Society, Mexico, 6:30. Howard County Extension in Fayette, 6:30 on Thursday. And then next week, on April 9th, next Tuesday, at the 4-H Building, Paris Fairgrounds, in Paris at 6:30, and then another meeting in the Steffes Room of MACC April 10th at 6:30. Pat, thanks for joining us and filling us in on the new plant.
Thank you very much for having me.
You got it. Pat Connors joining me here on Quicks Land this morning.